Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, now don't forget they're his brother and sister, because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. So they didn't like this woman that he had married. And she was not an Israelite, and maybe he really did fail in this, perhaps. And they just didn't like that he'd failed. That he really should have married an Israelite woman, but instead he marries this woman from Cush. You wonder also, because she was probably black as a Cushite, you wondered if this was some kind of racism that they didn't like that he'd married a black woman. So just shows the weakness of God's people, even the leadership of God's people at this stage, and let alone the rest of the people were very spiritually immature. They said, "Has Yahweh indeed spoken only with Moses? Hasn't he spoken also with us?" And Yahweh heard it. So God sees and hears all things, of course, but he didn't like the way that they were hitting on Moses because of maybe an unwise decision. Maybe he shouldn't have married this woman who wasn't an Israelite. And therefore, Miriam and Aaron were using this as an opportunity to sort of take power. Now, the man Moses was very humble, above all the men who were on the face of the earth. Wow, what a huge commendation that he was the most humble man of anybody. Now God so values humility. But I think he was made humble. You know how he grows up in the court of Pharaoh and then he tries to save his people when he's 40 years old and it doesn't work out and he runs away and he goes to live in the desert, really, and is just working as a shepherd for 40 years. After 40 years of living in the court of Pharaoh in great wealth, and then suddenly 40 years just working as a shepherd, working for somebody else. It would have been a very lonely life, and I think those years humbled him. And I think it's mentioned here, because when Miriam and Aaron try to take power off him, the natural reaction of most men is to fight to keep their power. But we don't know exactly what Moses said or how he reacted, but the comment is he was the most humble man. And that is, I think, where you see someone's pride or humility. When their power is taken away from them, or if there is a move to take away their power from them. Because if we're in life to serve God and for his glory, well, whether or not you have a prominent role is neither here nor there. Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. "You three come out to the tent of meeting." Yahweh came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam. He said, "Hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is so faithful in all my house that with him I will speak mouth to mouth, even plainly and not in riddles. And he shall see Yahweh's form." Remember that he had seen Yahweh, at least in the form of an angel, when he'd been on Sinai. "Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" So he's saying that, look, because of Moses' humility, I revealed myself to him directly, not in a dream or in a vision, but directly. "The anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed." So, as I say, even though Moses might have made a mistake in marrying this non-Israelite woman, this Cushite, God was very defensive of him, saying that, look, I have revealed myself directly to him. I have met with him because he's so close to me. Okay, he may have failed, but that is no reason to forget all his spiritual achievement. On the other hand, the cloud departed from over the tent, and Miriam was leprous, white as snow. Aaron looked at Miriam, and she was leprous. Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please don't count this sin against us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Let her not, I pray, be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, "Heal her, God, I beg you." Well, a more arrogant man than Moses would have thought, well, yeah, she rose up against me, she falsely accused me, she just wants power. Well, yeah, okay, that's your problem between you and God. But no, he mourns for her punishment and judgment and says, yes, please heal her, God, I beg you. Yahweh said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, shouldn't she be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and after that she shall be brought in again. Well, I think it happened to Miriam and not to Aaron, because Aaron says, we have done foolishly, we have sinned. Whereas Miriam doesn't make any confession. So I think that's why she had to be humbled the more. So she's shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and the people didn't travel until Miriam was brought in again. So this was a very public humiliation in front of all the people of Israel, that, oh, why aren't we moving on? Miriam sinned, so she's shut up outside the camp, we can't move until she's learnt some humility. So you see the very simple thing, that God is bringing suffering and issues into people's lives so that we might be humble, so that we might be like Aaron was and repentant and say, yep, this is foolish, we've done foolishly.